Welcome to Red Health Radio, the show where we have the conversations that you wish you had with your doctor. I'm your host, Dr. Dan Cooper. I'm a chiropractor, functional medicine physician, combat veteran, husband, father-to-be, and general purveyor of awesomeness. Welcome to the show. All right, here we go. Today I would like to talk about a question that someone had asked me. Somebody slid up into my DMs and sent me a post and asked me, what do you think about this? And I'll tell you what the post is about. So Mike Mentzer, he's a stud in the bodybuilding world. He's kind of an old school guy, but still a great mind in the sport. And the video was something about not lifting weights, and that was it was a little bit of a clickbait title. It says Mike Mentzer, stop lifting weights. And the gist of it was this: he in the video talked about the futility of actually using the concentric motion in a lift, and was advocating for having someone else lift the weight for you. You hold the weight in an isometric hold and then eccentrically load the weight through the rest of the range of motion. And so what do you think about that? The technique was purported to be far more effective and efficient at building muscle because you can handle a significantly higher amount of weight in the eccentric portion of a movement versus the concentric portion of a movement. And while this is true, what is its utility? Do I care about bodybuilding? First of all, not really. So if the question is to ask me, is this a good technique to get swole? Maybe. I don't know. Theoretically, it sounds like it makes sense. But then we're just running right back into, what are your goals in fitness? If your goals are just to get jacked, now this funny enough, the same person slid up into those DMs probably 2-3 months ago with, I believe it was Tom Platz, another icon in the bodybuilding world from an earlier year. His, whatever he was talking about was doing one set. The point was do one to the absolute maximum effort set, and then that's all you do for that movement. And from a bodybuilding standpoint, it also makes sense. So you're inducing a stimulus that is an extreme stimulus to tell your body, I'm going to have to handle a shitload of weight, grow to meet this demand, and then you recover. You don't overwork the muscle, so it's got a ton of other demands to meet, like metabolic efficiency demands and things like that. You're just looking for maximum growth. Does it make sense? It makes sense. Just off the top of my head, it makes sense. In the same vein, though, what are your goals in training? If your goals are bodybuilding goals, then very plausibly, these are techniques you might want to try to employ and test yourself on. I don't have those as goals. I mean, being jacked's pretty cool, but it's not my primary goal in life. So I am far more interested in functional fitness, aka being strong in ways that are useful in life and being able to, kick ass and take names throughout the rest of my years. And so longevity in fitness is really important to me. And these types of training styles that in this case, being sent to me to critique, they don't match my needs. And so if my goals are to be strong, especially strong over a longer period of time, I don't just mean age, but I mean having strength endurance, being able to do a movement with intensity a bunch of times or for a long period of time, then these techniques are not going to be useful for me at all. So I would eschew these techniques. I assure you. this wasn't part of the video, but I also know some things about these people and the sport in general. And so the isolated movements also don't fit my usefulness criteria either. So, they might work really great for what they're being purported to work for, but those don't matter to me. So I would, I don't care about them. So the things that do matter to me, functional movements, being strong in them so that I can be powerful and fast and explosive in those movements, and having a motor. So being able to do them over long periods of time. And so that's how my training really turns out. That's what I'm doing in my day-to-day training. Like today is a funny example for today. I didn't sleep great last night. And so it wasn't that I didn't sleep great. I just didn't sleep very long. My quality of sleep was actually quite good, but the duration was cut short. And so I wasn't feeling like I really wanted to lay down a significant metabolic effort. And so I didn't. I did explosive movements only, and I kind of feel great. It was a great thing. So the things I did some deadlift to cleans, And then I did high box jumps. I think it was a 48-inch box. So like, you got to put some effort in for that height, kind of height. Wasn't doing for a bunch of reps. I did them sets of 10. I think I did 3 sets of 10 on the box jumps. And I was just going for a lot of explosiveness. And I felt great. Other days, I'm doing things that are much more metabolically demanding and, strength and metabolically demanding. I can't show it to you over the audio, but functional movements. I'll just leave it at that. And we will likely get into what a lot of these movements are in the future. But for now, that's just what I'll say about it. I like building up a motor, and I like being strong in cool ways. I do these things. I laugh about it a little bit because I talk to my students about it. When I talk about usefulness of strength and stability and the difference between dynamic and static stability and things like that. And I mention these things I do, I call them monkey sessions. And I'll get up in trees and I'll traverse through the branches of trees with a couple of criteria. And my criteria, so specifically I do these in mangroves. These are, coastal trees that have really cool roots that go down into the water, and they form like oyster beds below them and stuff like that. And they're a very soft wooded tree and easy to break. So one of my rules for monkey sessions is to break nothing live, to include leaves, twigs, branches, anything that's alive, don't break it. I actually extrapolate that into spider webs as well. I realize spider webs aren't alive, but the little addition in that rule, it just allows me to move in really conscientious and intentional ways so that I'm not breaking these things. So I have to move in very slithery and interesting manners. And then the other rule is that if at any point someone were to say stop, I need to be able to stop. And so that brings more intentionality to my movements, because you can't swing or jump or do those kinds of things that are ballistic when you have to stop at a moment's notice. And so I do that because it forces me to use strength in strange ways as I'm traversing through these trees. I've got to post up in one direction, reach with a foot and get to where the foot's at. And so I have to use stability in crazy ways. And so it's just an example of strange strength that becomes then transferable into life in a lot of ways. It's not that I'm going to be chased through trees and I have to be strong in trees, but just by way of utilizing an unconventional tool like these tree limbs, it forces me to be strong in weird ways, which can translate into different scenarios in life. Anyway, that's kind of what I want to mention about that. So when you hear people really rave about a type of exercise or an exercise in particular, make sure it matches your goals. Because if it doesn't match your goals, it's not useful for you. And if you don't know how to match certain types of exercise with some physical goals that you have, find somebody who knows what they're talking about and ask them. That's one of the things that I can do that too. That is one of the ways that you can steal some free information out of me is comment. So comment on the podcast. If you find me on social media, you can send me questions there as well. And I like answering questions. I mean, it's happening right now. Somebody sends me a message about some exercise style, and I tell you guys, I think it sucks for my goals. It's probably awesome for bodybuilding goals, but for mine, it's not useful at all. So I get a kick out of answering questions like this. So if you have specific goals and you wonder like, what the hell would I do to achieve this goal? Send it to me. And if I think it's something worth throwing under the podcast, I'll talk about it. And that, my friends, is all I have to say about that today. I hope you found it useful. If you did, subscribe to the podcast. If you're already subscribed, thank you so much. If you're not, click the subscribe button and tell your friends about it as well. Let's build a community. Talk to you guys soon.